the 10th bracha of Shemayin Esrei. That is the bracha called Kibbutz Galios. Tekah b'shofar gadol. What is Kibbutz Galios? That's the lashon of the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. That the 10th bracha of Shemayin Esrei is Kibbutz Galios. That means that Hashem is going to gather in to be Makabitz, to gather in all the Galios, all the exiles of Klal Yisrael, wherever Klal Yisrael is, Hashem is going to gather us in. That's the bracha of Tekah b'shofar gadol. And we start right away in the bracha, Teka b'shofar gadol l'cheiruseinu. Hashem, you should blow with a great shofar, shofar gadol l'cheiruseinu, for our cheirus, for our freedom. And this, of course, is based on the pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek of Zayin, pasuk Yud Gimel, that says, V'hoya v'yoyim ahu, it'll be in that day, Yitoka b'shofar gadol, Hashem will sound, the sound of the great shofar will be blown, Yitoka b'shofar gadol, who's going to come back? The people who are lost Be'eretz Ashur, v'hanidachim Be'eretz Mitzrayim, those are dispersed in Mitzrayim, v'hishtachavu l'Hashem, as all the songs go, v'hishtachavu l'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim. That's v'hoya b'yoyim ahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. So we're asking Hashem, tika, you should take a blow b'shofar gadol, in that great shofar, l'cheiruseinu, for our freedom. What is the shofar gadol? Why is that called a big shofar? The size of the shofar is going to be huge. What's the shofar gadol? So this is explained based on a Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar. Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar in Perek Lamed Aleph says that the shofar that Hashem is going to blow for our cheirus at the time of the geula is the Eloi shel Avram Avinu. The shofar from the ram of Avram Avinu. The ram had two horns. The first horn was used, the first horn is the smaller one, the left one. That was used by Maimed HaSinai. There was also a Tekiah Shofar with great Koilos who brought him. That was the Maimed HaSinai. That was that Shofar Shel Ayil. And in addition to that, the greater one, the Yamin, the right one, which is a bigger Shofar and a more Chashav Shofar, that's going to be the one that Hashem is going to blow La'asid Lavoy. And that's what we say, Tekah B'Shofar Gadol, that Hashem should blow in that great Shofar L'Cheiruseinu. And then we add V'sa Neis. What is Vesa Neis? The taich of Vesa Neis means that Hashem should raise a banner. That's Vesa Neis, to raise a banner. To gather our galus, which is really two steps. First thing, lecheiruseinu. Cheirus means freedom, right? That we're not going to be servants, right? Meshubadim hayinu l'parei b'mitzrayim. So throughout the galus, we're not on our own. We're servants of the goyim. So that's the first thing, l'cheiruseinu, the shofar should blow to proclaim our freedom, right? That's the first step. And then comes the kibbutz galuyos. V'sa neis, Hashem should raise the banner, l'kabitz galuyoseinu, that we're going to go from all our countries and come to Eretz Yisrael. And then it says, v'kabitzeinu yachad, Hashem should gather us all together, me'arba kanfei sa'aretz, from all four corners of the world. Nusach Sfarad, we add la'artzeinu. In Nusach Ashkenaz, we don't say the word la'artzeinu, but it goes without saying. That's what it means, that Hashem will gather us in to Eretz Yisrael. This sounds a little repetitive. V'san neis l'kabeitz goluyo seinu, that Hashem should raise the banner to gather in our goliyos. And v'kabitzeinu yachad me'arba kanfei sa'aretz, that Hashem should gather us in from all four corners of the world. Why do we say both phrases? I think maybe we could explain it based on a Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha, says in Parashas Nitzavim, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Gimel, that there's two types of Yidden in Galus. There are those types of Yidden in Galus that are very sad to be in the Galus. They feel pashut like captives in the Galus. And the Mishtoikikim le'Eretz Yisrael, they would love to go to Eretz Yisrael, can't wait for the Gula. They look outside the window every day to see if Mashiach is coming. And then there's the other group of Yidden that are very comfortable in Galus. And they ask the Rav, do we have to go if Mashiach comes? The people are very comfortable with their situation in Galus. So the Meshech Chachma says, that's what the Pasuk says, that there's going to be two types of Geula. V'shav Hashem Elokecha, Shavuscha V'richa Mecha. Hashem will return all the captives, the Shavuscha, the ones that are in captivity in Galus. That's the first stage of Galus. But not only that, the Pasuk continues, V'shav V'kibetzcha Mikol Amim. Hashem will return us, v'kibetzcha, will actually gather us, the people who need to be plucked out of their gashmiyistika homes and cars and clothing. V'shav v'kibetzcha, Hashem will gather us in, even the ones who are not coming on their own. Hashem will be mekabitz the galios, Hashem will bring us together. That's the pshat in that pasuk in Nitzavim. So I think maybe that's the remez over here in these two nuschois. V'sa neis, Hashem will raise the banner, l'kabitz galuyoseinu. Some people, all they need is the raising of the banner. They see the sign, Mashiach is here, they hear the voice, they'll come running to Eretz Yisrael. But in addition to that, even if we're not running on our own with the seeing of the banner being raised, v'kabetzeinu yachad, like v'shavu kibetzcha, that Hashem will be makabetz us, those who need to be plucked out of their gashmias. V'kabetzeinu yachad me'arba kanfei ha'aretz, Hashem will go to all four corners of the world and be makabetz us and gather us me'arba kanfei ha'aretz. In addition, there's a hadgash over here, v'kabetzeinu yachad. Yachad means together. The prerequisite for the geula is that there has to be a unity in Klal Yisrael. For kabetzeinu yachad, Hashem will have to redeem Klal Yisrael together. There's a tanchuma, it's also grounded in Parshas Nitzavim. The Medrash tanchuma says, a lashon that you should always remember, Ein Yisrael negalin ad sheyu kulan ba'aguda echad. Ein Yisrael negalin, Klal Yisrael is not going to be redeemed, ad sheyu kulan ba'aguda echad. All of them have to be unified. And that's a prerequisite for the galus. We say in Birchas HaChodesh, this tomorrow we'll say in Birchas HaChodesh, we're benching Rosh Chodesh Adar. So we say, Hu yigal oisanu bekaroi. We're asking Hashem to redeem us right away. V'kabetz nidocheinu me'arba kanfei ta'aretz. Kemat tenusach of our bracha. That Hashem should be mekabetz nidocheinu to gather in all the dispersed people in Klal Yisrael me'arba kanfei ta'aretz from all four corners of the world. What do we add after that? Chaverim kol Yisrael. We make that proclamation that Klal Yisrael is chaverim. We really love each other and we care about each other, even if people look different and act different. There's a Sfardim and Ashkenazim, there's Hasidim and Misnagdim, but all different types of good Jews, it doesn't make a difference. We're chaverim Klal Yisrael. That's a proclamation that has to be a necessary element in Klal Yisrael in order for the Hu Yigal Yisanu Bekara V'kabitz Nidocheinu Me'aba Kamfei Sa'aretz. So here also when we say V'kabitzeinu, that Hashem should gather us in, we add the word Yachad, that it should be with a togetherness, with a unity in Klal Yisrael. Me'arba kanfei ha'aretz, Hashem will bring us together. And the chasim of the brachas, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekabetz nidchei amo Yisrael. Hashem is the one who gathers in all the dispersed people of his nation Yisrael. And it's very interesting, once we mention this bracha, that there's a question over here that I saw in the Siddur of the Shlah. The Shlah Siddur, the name of the Siddur is Shar HaShemayim. And the Shlah says, I don't understand why we have to make a bracha about Kibbutz Goliath. We already made in the seventh bracha of Shemayna Esrei, we said, Ki Goyal Chazakata, Hashem is a Goyal, Baruch Atah Hashem Goyal Yisrael. We had a Bakasha, Ugaleinu Meirol, Amad Shemecha. So we asked already that Hashem should bring us the Geula. So why do we have to ask for Kibbutz Goliath? What's the difference between Geula and Kibbutz Goliath? And the Shlah, because of this question, says that there's really two types of Golosin. There's a Golos Haguf, our guf is in galus, and a galus haneshama, that the neshama is in galus, and the two brachas are referring to the two different types of galus. These are things that are beyond the scope of my understanding, but the Shlah is saying it because of a question that we already have a bracha that discusses the geula. But if you remember back then, we mentioned the pshat of Rashi in Megillah, Tav Yud Zayin, that Rashi says that bracha b'chlal is not talking about the geula asida. That bracha is saying that Hashem should save us and help us through our daily challenges and struggles, the day-to-day life that's inevitable, that a person has struggles, and we ask Hashem, Re'evan Yenu, see our hardship, and Go'aleinu Me'irol Aman Shemecha. That geula is not talking about the geula asida. So if that's the case, there's no question. Our bracha now talks about Kibbutz Goliath. Until now we haven't been discussing that. And the truth is, it's not my own answer to the question. Rashi himself says this. When Rashi there in Megillah says that the pshat in the bracha of Re'eva and Yenu is not referring to the geula, Rashi says, because Kibbutz Goliath already has its own bracha, the bracha of Tekah B'Shofar. It means Rashi is proving from the fact that we have a separate bracha of Tekah B'Shofar Gadol Acheruseinu that the content of the bracha Re'eva and Yenu is not referring to the geula Shalema. So that's an answer to the Shlah's question according to Shitas Rashi. If we understand like Rashi, so the bracha of Baruch Aleinu is discussing Hashem being goyal us, redeeming us from our day-to-day struggles and problems. And this bracha is the bracha of Kibbutz Goliath, where we ask Hashem, v'asid lavoi, to be mekabetzeinu yachad, me'arba kanfei ha'aretz, to bring in from all the parts of our galus, to bring the geula shalema.